Hello.
Good morning. Am I able to speak to Mr. Colin Kerr?
Yeah, speaking.
Hi, Colin. My name's Leah. I'm calling from MMA Legal.
How are you doing? You all right?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad.
Listen, it's just going to be a quick call just to see if I can gather some extra information from yourself with regards to your Scottish redress scheme. Have you got a spare 5 minutes?
Yeah, just give me a second. I've just got to do something.
No problem.
Hello.
Hiya. Just before I start, I do need to let you know that calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes.
Yeah.
And just for data protection, are you able to tell me your date of birth and your postcode, please?
It's the 29/11/1979. I just changed my address for you yesterday, so will it have updated?
It should have done.
So it should be SE12OQA?
Yeah, that's perfect. I've got that on here. So just some of the information that we do need is, were you known by any other names prior to care?
Yeah, so I just spoke to someone yesterday about this same thing.
Okay.
I phoned you yesterday and I spoke to James Taylor. And I've literally just sent a copy of my... He was meant to send me an email, actually, so that I could forward my birth certificate, because I was known by a different name when I was younger.
Oh, yes, I uploaded them to your file this morning when I first came in.
Right, yeah, so on that, you'll see the name change.
Was that McSwagan?
McSwagan.
No problem, I'll just pop... It's just because we have a separate little part that we need to be uploading these to. So I've uploaded that there. Do you by any chance know your mother's name?
Yeah, so what name at the time?
Yes.
So at the time, it could have been either Violet McSwagan or Violet Kerr. And it might have been Valerie, because she kind of, her name on her birth certificate was Violet, and her name on my birth certificate was Violet, but she was known as Valerie.
I think, okay, I'll pop that down. Did you say it was, the last name was Kerr? Is that T-U-R-R or Kerr?
No, Kerr, K-E-R-R. The same as my name.
Yes. I'll pop that in and I'll just add another potential.
So it's Violet or Valerie and Kerr or McSwagan.
Okay, perfect. I've popped that in there. Do you know your father's name?
It was James McSwagan. And that was his name at the time.
Yeah. And can I grab a GP surgery from yourself?
Yeah, so it's E1 Health. You've got this information.
So there was a situation a couple of weeks ago where some of the files and documents that were saved became corrupted. And we could no longer access them. So we believe that that's potentially what has happened in this circumstance.
Right.
So I'm just seeing if it's okay just to grab this information, just so, because we have a separate section now where it can't become corrupted, because it doesn't need to be accessed. It'll be on your file.
So does that mean you've got to request the GP notes again?
Yes.
All right, okay.
Yeah, so it'll be the GP notes again and potentially contacting councils. Just the reason I asked for the parents' names is because a lot of the councils now are coming back saying that records they hold are no longer held within the child's name but the parents' names.
Right.
So without having your parents' names on these files, they will just push back the deadline for responding if we don't have them already. So if I contact them, it is just a one calendar month for a response.
Right, okay.
No problem. So is it E1 Health?
E1 Health, that's Brick Lane in London. Dr. Burridge.
perfect. And do you by any chance know the address you lived in prior to care? It doesn't have to be exact, it can just be an area as well.
So there's Kilmun Street. It's something like 181 or 182 Kilmun Street. I'm not entirely sure of
that's
the number.
That's okay. I'll just pop the street name on. That's all that we can, if that's all you can remember, then there's no problem at all with that. Do you know what area that's in?
That's in Maryhill in Glasgow. And then there's also an address on my birth certificate.
Yes, no problem. I'll bring that up and just see. Yeah, 81 Niven Street.
Yeah.
Perfect. I'll pop that on as well.
And you'll see my mum's name and dad's name on there as well.
Yeah.
And also, there was another bit of document that I forwarded over. So I actually got my own copy of my notes,
mm-hmm.
doctor's notes, and I sifted through them like for hours and pulled out all the relevant information and photocopied it and sent it to you. Have you lost that as well?
No, I've logged that today. I saw that you emailed that to us. I think it was yesterday you might have emailed that.
Yeah, no, that was just one page of it. I'm talking about a whole like portfolio of documents that I actually spent hours kind of.
Let me have a little look and see if they've still got them on here for you.
I sent it in by post.
In by post, no problem. Yes, I can see it here.
That came from me, yeah?
Is it homeless medical records?
Homeless medical records.
I tell you what, can you just bear with me and I'll just, speak to someone and see if they can find them. there, sir.
Hello.
Can I just double check with you what documents it was that you'd sent to us, where they were from?
Sorry, excuse me. So what I'm saying is you applied for my medical notes straight from my doctors, right?
Yes, from Health E1.
E1, yeah. I did the same. So
okay.
I got the medical notes. What I did is I sifted through them because a lot of it was nonsense, and
mm-hmm.
I extracted everything that would have been relevant.
Okay.
I put them together in one document and posted them to you myself with a stamped addressed envelope that you sent me.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know, have you got them? Have you got them copies?
Just looking through now, sir.
I mean, if you've just uploaded
yes.
them all up.
We've uploaded them all.
Yeah, so if you uploaded them all onto like a mixed sort of.
So we've uploaded them all into a folder, and then that folder is uploaded onto your profile, onto your file on our system.
Right, okay.
So I have got them there, sir. So
right, that's fine.
Yeah, that's all there. I've also received back from a Corn House.
Oh, all right, what have you got from them? Did you just get that this morning? Because they told me that you hadn't contacted them.
Spitalfields SIP Trust?
Yeah, Spitalfields SIP Trust, yeah.
Yeah, I have got full records here, scanned documents.
Right. Because when did they send them in?
These were sent, I believe we received them around 2 weeks ago, maybe.
Yeah, right. So my counsellor said he hasn't heard from you, so I don't know what you've got there.
I have got, please find the enclosed medical notes / evidence for Colin James Kerr. Ah, this is from yourself. I've got this, the one that you've sent in. I've got the full scan document here, yes.
So Spitalfields Trust, they haven't heard from you yet.
They should have. We did send them a subject access request, but these documents do seem to be, it does say Acorn House, and there is a document on here from Acorn House.
Yeah, so there's a covering letter.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, so that's just from my support worker. I think the information that would be relevant is the stuff from the counsellors, and
okay.
they haven't heard from you yet.
Okay, no problem. I tell you what, give me 5 seconds. I'm just going to bring it up and see what email address we have for them or how we contacted them. Looks as though we contacted them through an email address. Do you have an email address that would maybe be more appropriate?
Yeah.
That's direct.
If I give you Ben's email, he's the counsellor. He's expecting to hear from you, and he's actually got documents ready to send.
Oh, absolutely. Then if you provide me with his email address, I'll send that as soon as we end the phone call.
Right, hang on 1 second.
No problem at all.
Just have to wipe my glasses. So it's Benjamin.
It is Benjamin.
Yeah. Dot white. That's the colour white. So WHITE.
Yep.
At SCT.
SBT.
No, SCT. S for sugar.
FCT.
Yeah. So Spitalfields Quick Trust.
Sorry, I've got SCT. Yes, got that. Sorry.
.org.uk.
I've got benjamin.white@sct.org.uk.
Yeah.
Perfect.
And that Benjamin with a J, yeah?
Benjamin with a J, absolutely, yes.
Okay. Also, just while I'm at it, I've actually been in other rehabs over the years. Would you need information from them?
It would be great if you could give us the names of them and I can jot them down on your notes and see if I can find their subject access request contact.
Yeah, so one's Sunny Bray up
Sunny,
in...
Sunny Day?
Sunny Bray. So it's Sunny Bray, as in B-R-E-A or A-E, Bray.
Okay.
So it's Teen Challenge Sunny Bray.
Teen Challenge.
Yeah, T-E-E-N, Teen Challenge,
yep.
Sunny Bray. That's in Fivey.
Sunny Bray. In where, sorry?
Fivey, F-Y-V-I-E.
Yes, got that down.
Aberdeenshire. And it's AB53. I can't remember the...
AB53. Was this another rehab centre, yeah?
Yeah, and then there was also Team Challenge London.
Team Challenge...
Yeah, so it's T-E-E-N, teen as in teenager.
Teen Challenge, sorry, that is my bad. I'll update that. Okay, Teen Challenge Sunnybrae in 5E Aberdeenshire, AB53 and Teen Challenge London.
Teen Challenge London, yeah.
Perfect.
I was probably in that rehab between them two probably 8 or 9 times.
Okay, so there should be plenty in there that
we
can grab from them. Perfect.
Yeah.
Well, if you leave it with me, what I'm going to do is I'm going to resend to Acorn House, to Benjamin's email address.
Yeah. We'll
get the files off him. I'm going to send it, see if I can find the details for Teen Challenge, both of them, and AB53, see what I can find on there and send them subject access requests. I'm also going to send Aberdeenshire Council a request, just because one of the rehabilitation centres was in there.
Right.
Have you ever spoken to police about anything that happened in care?
I have.
You have? Okay.
I did. There was a police officer. I'm sure she was from Glasgow. I can't really remember like where she was from, but I was talking to her. Me and my sister were talking to her.
That's all right. What I'll do is I'll subject access request to the Police Scotland as well.
Okay.
See if we can get anything from them.
Yeah.
Is there...
If you read, so there's the document I sent you this morning.
Mm-hmm.
The one you uploaded this morning.
Yes.
There is. This is talking to South Essex Partnership, the NHS Trust. It's in 2012, and it's me talking about what happened in foster care, and it actually says in this document that I can't see it off the top of my head just now, but I did read it. That they, hang on, I have discussed my concerns regarding his historical sex abuse with Anne Bateman, safeguarding lead, and she has advised who to contact. So they referred me to the sex safeguarding team. This was back in 2012.
The sex safeguarding team?
SEPT, S-E-P-T.
Sorry, I apologise.
That's fine.
Safeguarding team referral duty.
Oh, yeah, it's here. Made a referral to the Child Abuse Investigation Unit in Rayleigh on the 2nd of the 2nd, 2012. So if you read that document, if you read the second page of it, at the bottom, it says it all there.
Oh, yes, my apologies, I can see that here, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, I've got all of that here, that's no problem at all. What I'm going to do is I'm going to spend some time today on your file. I'm going to research a couple of different institutions, the rehab centres, the SEPT safeguarding team, the Child Abuse Investigations Unit in Rayleigh, and see if I can find any documents, and if I can, I'm going to subject access them.
Right, lovely.
Yeah, no problem at all there. I'll get onto that after this phone call. I kind of get my words out today. I'll get straight onto that, make sure they're done by the end of the day, and I'll also send you a quick email after just to let you know who I've sent to, who I've managed to find, and that they've been sent, so you have that peace of mind as well that they've been sent.
Perfect. And can I just take your name?
Yeah, my name's Leah. It's L-E-A-H.
L-E-A-H. Leah. Yeah. And there's only one Leah in the office, is there?
Only one, yeah.
Right. Perfect.
No problem at all there, Colin. Thank you very much
for
your time.
Cheers,
thanks.
Then.
You take care.
Thank
bye.
You. Bye-bye. Bye.